Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It was a lot tonight, but who y'all got? Justin, Kara? We find out who wins. This is the Being Mary Jane After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I like watching that. Yeah. El Marie. Always pleasing.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh, with the shoulder.
Welcome everybody to the Being Mary Jane After Show here on AfterBuzz TV Network. I am one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Howard the Third. Of course, my website, HowardTheThird.com. Miss El Marie, where can we find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at El Marie TV.
Mm-hmm. Do you do those dances on that Instagram?
Watch
out now. I can never compete with El Marie.
The earthquake, though. Go on those stories, y'all.
Oh, geez.
Go on those stories. Yeah, real quick, because it's going to end in about an hour.
Okay, anyways, I'm Ronnie Jr., and my Instagram, with none of that dancing, is at RandomlyRJ.
My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad, and just, you know, bringing down a little somber note, everything that's been happening, earthquakes, hurricane, all that good stuff, I've been posting a lot of places where you can donate and also send clothes, all that good stuff, so that's all on my social media as well.
Yay. Good. Awesome. Ooh, all right, let's get into this episode. Ooh. I don't even want to miss a beat. Feeling tested. We were definitely all tested tonight.
Yeah. Not me.
Oh my gosh, it was so many tests, left, right. I couldn't even keep up. He said, not you.
Not me.
You know what? You need to feel tested.
Okay. Mm. I've been tested and everything is alive and well.
Ooh. All right. Mm. Excuse me. Okay, so we open.
No idea what that means, but okay.
We opened up with MJ in this dream. We see her with these kids and Justin, and we see Kara kind of just, I don't know, Kara type of thing. We just see her standing there staring at her, and we realize that she's having this dream. If she chose Justin, how her life would be. Mm-hmm. She would have her family. She would be happy. She would basically be leaving Kara, which I think is pretty messed up, because she can bring Kara along if she would have chose Justin.
Right.
But I guess not.
Yeah, it's like your worst dream sequence. You start to see, like, in your head, like, oh, what would happen?
All the possibilities.
Yeah. The negative things, yeah. So it's like her worst fear, yeah.
I guess she's rocking the natural hair in her dreams, though.
Yeah.
I
know. Which was cool.
It was nice.
And then they also, like, had the dream in, like, kind of reverse, where it was she chose Kara, and they're, like, winning so-called, I guess, Emmys and things like that. And then she sees Justin, and then Justin has a child of his own. And it's just MJ. So it's like you said, she was just going through like all the possibilities of like how this can play out.
It's so funny though, like the moments where it would have been good for her to talk it out, she doesn't. But when she's not supposed to, like, she's just supposed to, like, you know, keep it to herself so she doesn't blow up the situation, she goes and blows up the situation. It's like, it's just always the total opposite with her. Because if she had that conversation with Justin, then, you know, she might, I don't think he would have, even though in the show I wasn't really liking because I thought he was playing her, if she did have the conversation with Justin and he was like, look, you know, I understand this is a situation, let's work it out together.
Let's come to a conclusion together.
And she says, okay, well, I really choose Kara because of this and I believe that our love is strong enough. Cheesy. But, you know,
no,
then
it's true.
It would have worked out. Mm-hmm. But she instead chose to, like, internalize it, where this would have been the best case scenario for her to just you know, pretty much say everything that's on her mind.
And that's why she had all that pressure with those two dream sequences. Mm-hmm. Typically on a TV show, I don't like a dream sequence. I'm kind of like taken out of the story. Mm-hmm. But for this, it didn't make sense because if each and every one of us was in that same situation, those last 4 or 5 days would be like agonizing, you know, daydreaming when you're driving or whatever, you know.
It was a tough one. I mean, so we did see, I mean, the cat's out the bag that Kara ends up getting the EP position. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's the winner because she came to the table with that, the all women's table. Mm-hmm. Or she pitched her all women's idea of the panel and it won Garrett over. He liked it. Are we happy that Kara is now the new EP and it's not Justin?
I am.
Okay. Me too.
I think it was definitely a good choice because the relationships are about communication, right? And if he were going to legitimately leave Mary Jane because she didn't pick him, then he really didn't like her for who she was, and it's just what she can like get or what they can create together. Mm-hmm. And with Kara's situation, I feel like she's sacrificed so much for Mary Jane, way more, even though Justin kind of pinpointed all these things, but that was just like...
That's a flash in the pan for right now. Yeah, this year.
Versus the last 10 years. Right. And the fact that Kara got her job back and she's sacrificing for the kids and she does all the stuff for Orlando. Like, she's balancing a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of like, I feel like she...
She deserves that reward. She deserves
more. Whereas if Justin and Mary Jane don't work out, he can still... He has his... You know, he can pretty much go anywhere he wants.
Right. And as the show was going on, for me, I was like, Team Justin. Like, choose Justin. You know, try to save your relationship. But like you said... that the relationship shouldn't be based on that. Mm-hmm. And then also, once, like, let's say he did get the EP position, them working together so closely and him having to be basically, you know, ahead of her. Like, so he's the man of the household, you know what I mean? And then he has to be over you at work and things like that.
It's the conflict
eventually,
of interest.
Yeah, eventually, I just don't think it would have worked.
Yeah, like, so it works for some people, but most of doesn't.
Yeah, especially with her, Mary Jane.
How do you guys think Mary Jane reacted when Kara said, oh, I'm going to move if this happens, I'm going to move the kids over here? Like, was that an extra burden in her decision, do you think?
I think so, because you see, you know, her father passed away, and, you know, she's going back and forth, and even though it's not a long trip, I think it's like under 3 hours or something like that, even though it's not a long trip, it's still wear and tear. The kids are not seeing their mother.
Presently,
and the fact that her ex-husband is agreeing to this, that's a huge step.
And we know what they've been through.
Right. So, you know, the fact that he's, you know, willing to uproot himself, and I think she's paying spousal support anyway to him. But, you know, the fact that he's willing to do that, that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. Whereas, again, Justin can go anywhere he wants.
Yeah, and Mary Jane has to think, like, they came to Atlanta together. Like, as much as it's good for Mary Jane and her getting that seat, it's also Kara getting a job, yes, but it's all in a la Mary Jane's success, too. So I think that had to be a factor. And when she said that, I was really, like, touched. You're like, yeah, you kind of got to reward her. We can't let that slip.
And I just... You know, I just love that Kara won. I think she's just such a ride or die, you know? She's a true friend. So I'm glad that NJ was able to see that and just pretty much give it to her. Mm-hmm. And then with Kara, we also see that she thinks she's getting proposed to. She finds a ring in Orlando's bag as she's doing his laundry. Mm-hmm. She calls over MJ, you know, my homegirl, like, listen, I'm getting proposed to at the event tonight for his retirement party. And as she's at the party, she thinks it's going to happen, but instead, she finds
a nameplate.
I would be so upset. A custom-made nameplate.
And she reacted as such, too. But she said, wow.
Exactly. But she said before she didn't know if she wanted to marry him.
Right.
But it started to get in her mind.
It got in her psyche.
And and you imagine the momentum she's going through. Yeah. Not only did she get the win, so to speak, with the EP, but now, like, this dude is going to be, you know, he's...
Yeah, she probably thought of the speech. She probably thought she's not going to do the ugly cry because she wanted her makeup. Like, there's a lot of steps, like, you know, it's true.
Her shocked face.
Yeah, the shocked face. Oh, my gosh, I didn't know.
Like, that's beautiful.
Yeah, like, you know, all that stuff. That's a whole process. So she probably thought of all that, and then she gets a nameplate. Like, I would have been...
Eat it.
Like, I didn't think I could even hide my face that for that one. I'm like,
you'd have to give him like a real, like a long hug or something.
Yeah, like, is there something else under this? Like, what is going on? Then now you're questioning. She didn't get the ring. Now you have this co-host all touchy up on her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that now co-host. It's a whole like Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher thing. Don't you? Mm. They were together for a long period of time. Yeah, she was hella old. Yeah. He left her. Well, he didn't left her. I think they just eventually broke up. Yeah. And then he got together with Mila Kunis 2 or 3 children later. Yeah. Like, and like, I'm sure they had a healthy relationship because Demi Moore doesn't seem like hella crazy like that. Mm. But it's just like, when you look at that, you're like, okay, so he went to Demi Moore. He got like some training. Like, now he knows how to treat women. Mm-hmm. And he took all that, all those skills. Yeah.
And then made his life with a young one. Did Justin Timberlake do that too? Didn't he do the Cameron Diaz?
Oh, yeah.
And then I did too. It sat right there. Jessica Biel got all the glory.
Jessica looks hella happy too.
Yeah.
So kudos to
wow. I forgot about that.
There's no moral of the story, but.
Well, I mean, cougars out there, if you want to teach, then teach. They're probably getting young boys too.
Right.
Like, that's stamina right there. No Viagra?
Yeah. But, you know, one thing about the scene with Kara and Mary Jane talking about the ring and Kara telling her that Orlando was going to propose to her, but she didn't really trust it. And Mary Jane is just giving this awesome advice and kind of grilling her, well, what don't you trust and things like that. And it's like, Mary Jane, this should be a mirror for you. Like, I feel like you're also Kara. Like, you don't really trust Justin and like this relationship, like this, it seems like the real one. Like, it seems like a good one, and you're still like,
what advice did she give that you didn't like?
Well, I like the fact that she was calling her out. Like, well, what? Okay, let's get to the root of this.
Right.
What exactly aren't you trusting? Oh, and then, baby she girl, you have a good man that wants to be with you, and da da da. Bitch, you do too.
I know. So I was just. Yeah. And there's so many factors too, because it's like, I think Orlando does want kids, so there's that's whole. So it's probably not the fact that she doesn't trust him, but she's looking at all the things that, you know, will he be comfortable not having kids? Because it looks like, I personally think that most people who are athletes, I'm just speaking for athletes, probably other people too, but most people who are athletes want kids because if they were really great at athletes, they want to see how their kids are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a huge factor in it. So she's probably looking at like, okay, well, I don't want kids, one, and can she still have kids? Because I don't know, she went through menopause, she's older.
Yeah.
So there's all those factors like, okay, well, why... Mm-hmm. Why would he want to marry me? This is good for now.
Yeah. True.
So.
And her doubt also has to do with the fact that, like, when you see something that is a kind of like a hard no, like, this is not going to happen in my life, and now it's being opened up to you, of course you're going to trip out on it. Because it doesn't even seem like it should happen to you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Therefore, every aspect of it, you're going to develop things about it that are incorrect.
Yeah.
You know.
You will.
Mm. Well, I mean, we saw what happened.
Our drinking game should be when you do the little... Because you hit about 4 already. And if this was vodka, we'd be turn that music back.
So I want to move a little bit more into the parents. We saw Paul and Helen and how this whole thing played out. I mean, first we opened it up with Paul getting a little cake from, you know, the church lady, the single one. Oh, my husband passed.
The church widow.
Mm-hmm. They came dipping her cake for real. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Thirst was real.
Come get this cake, yeah.
Say, oh, you know, Paul, you know, since my husband passed, you know, came over, you helped me out. Here's a cake. Here's a cake for you and the family. And Paul gets all these other dishes, and he doesn't touch not one.
No.
So we think, okay, there's still a chance for him and Helen. Mm-hmm. But we were sadly mistaken. Helen comes over, makes her famous dish. You know, she's like, okay, I'm gonna get my man back. And Paul says, no, take you and your food and pretty much get this step and hands her the divorce papers.
Did we think
Paul was gonna go through with the divorce?
I think he was, now that we look back at it, I think it's like with any decent relationship, as long as it wasn't like crazy, he's mourning the death of a relationship, like 30, 40 plus years. My seat is slowly going down. But like 30, 40 plus years. So he's mourning the death of that relationship. So that's probably why he didn't want to eat. Like all those memories that they've created together and to know that that was almost a farce or a lie. Like she never really like, okay, the initial of it's like, okay, well, she got together because of this situation. But through all these years that I've supported her and all this other stuff, are you telling me that this woman didn't really love me?
Yeah.
Like that's a hard pill to swallow. So he's probably mourning that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it doesn't help. Like if you're going to be a shark, like you can't be putting the food out there. Like you have to go another way. Like you can't, you have to be that shoulder for him to, like, when he's ready, you're going to be there. Right, so you kind of lay there. The traps. Yeah. Like, they were just not even good about laying the traps. Yeah. Like,
they're older.
They're older. That's their trick. Food. Exactly. Oh, you know.
They knew
that's the way to his heart is through his stomach.
Food is the trick, but they should have went through the kids. If you're going to be smart with it. I'm sorry. My chair.
Oh, no.
I can't.
No, yeah, but that's very true, though.
Be part, like going through the kids,
yeah, or just being there for him, like, you know, slide in with the I know what it's like, and use that metaphor. Like, she lost her husband, I know that Helen is still here, but like you said, it's the death of a
develop a bond or something,
you know, so
they were just throwing it,
they know Niecy has two kids, like, mm-hmm. offering to babysit, like, go through the kids, like, in this certain situation, because you know, all the mm-hmm. sharks are a thing, you have to go through a different way, a different entrance.
And for me, I'm not even saying it like to like a flirting way, like, act like you the homie, you know what I mean? Just like, not too much, though, because you don't want to, so you don't. I'm on her. You don't want to friend zone yourself too much, but you slide in like the homie, you know.
Slide in, or in this case, you slide into the DMs.
Yeah.
What's
up? I heard you been going through some things.
Yeah. You want to go hiking? What you need? You want some ice cream?
Poor mama, though. Yeah. It's still kind of bad. Like, he just really kicked her to the curb. I understand he's heartbroken, but he was just so nonchalant.
Especially.
Here's the paperwork.
Yeah, it hit me when he said, like, you know, all these women and this food, and I didn't touch. He didn't want any of it. Mm-hmm. He didn't touch it. And, you know, no one compares to you. No one's food compares to you. Yeah. And I realized how hard it's going to be to live without that. I was like,
yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I said, he didn't have to do it like that.
Yeah, he didn't, but he's done.
Yeah. Again, you put in 30, 40 years into a relationship, and, like, And again, because they're older, not to say people are younger are better at cheating, but it's just like the fact that she went about this and she didn't even have the wherewithal to at least try to explore it in a more secret way.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not, and again, she's probably been in a relationship for so long that whole dating and all this other stuff doesn't make, like, it's different, but it's just, you know, that's what you get. And it's like pretty girl syndrome. People were saying yes to her, and, you know, she was in a situation, and Paul took her in.
Right.
So she's to that point when Paul took her in. Everybody's probably saying yes to her to that point.
Mm-hmm.
So she probably thinks that she effed up again.
She'll go rub his back.
Yeah, go rub it back. You know, go and do a little something, and, you know, it's gonna be back. But not this time.
And I think he's also thinking about that 30 or 40 years they were together. Like, he stepped into a situation where he was gonna be not Patrick's father. You know, so. He already went into it knowing, like, she's has her levels of mess.
Right.
I'm going to kind of clean it up. Mm-hmm. Right. And yet, you
do
know.
Do the honorable thing.
So for her to kind of disrespect that whole thing, I think that's where that 30 years of hurt really kicks in. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Well, speaking of hurt, Danny was over here hurting from her followers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because they turned their little back on her.
She wasn't a robot.
Their transitions, though.
You can't stop it.
I like it.
Danny was hurting.
That's pretty solid.
Her followers said, listen, you gonna go on the other side, we gonna leave you. Mm-hmm. You need to be either all the way Republican or just not be with us at all.
Yo.
So.
These people on Twitter, though. So I used to work for a conservative radio station, so I still follow a lot of folks who are conservative, and I, you know, I see both sides. And, you know, sometimes I put, like, my little two cents, not necessarily in a combative way, but, like, you know, why? Like, okay, you made this comment. Well, why are you making this comment? You know, 20, 30 people just hopping in.
On
the comments. And I'm like, so I'm not even saying that the comment was wrong. Mm. I'm just asking a question, and you are all attacking me. Mm. Like, really? These people.
I mean, the Twitter trolls.
Internet thugs.
Yeah.
Internet thugs. They don't play nowadays.
And the saddest thing is they definitely believe that stuff too. So even though they only present it in that fashion, you know, it's a more disgusting way to see it. It still is how they.
Well, it's both sides too. You know, like the Swifties and the Beehives can get on you too. So it's not just it's not just conservative folks.
Right.
just saying. Don't say anything bad about Beyonce now.
Well,
it was just her birthday.
Happy birthday, B. Belated. So with Danny, she goes in to speak to Mary Jane, and she's like, listen, like, what am I supposed to do with these trolls? Like, I need a little bit of help. And it's funny how at first she wasn't feeling Mary Jane, mm-hmm. but now she turned around and see all this hatred and said, Mary Jane, you went through the same thing. Can you help a girl out? Mm-hmm. Was Mary Jane right to say, hey, come on my panel, talk about it, like pretty much lend out a helping hand? Or should have Mary Jane just been like, nah, girl, you got this.
She had every right to just let her die. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not die, but let her, you know. But it was nice that she did it, though. And the biggest thing is, like, you need to... I think we all talked about this on the panel. If you're going to be that blogger type, like, sometimes you need that humble pie. Like, mm-hmm. because you always had... We said this on this panel. You have so much validation from an 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. You start to think, oh, the people around you don't matter. Oh, right. It don't matter because I got my squad. Mm-hmm. Well, right. That's... So I liked the scene for that sake. But I never once thought, like, oh, I wonder if Mary Jane just... doesn't help her, but I thought it was very admirable that she did.
Yeah, and also for me, I'm looking at it like Danny doesn't appear to be going anywhere anytime soon, so are you just going to have this animosity the whole time? Like, this is your place of work. Right. You know, you're here every day almost. Camaraderie. So, you know, sometimes it's like you fight your, you know, select your battles, you know? So this one was like, okay, let me take you in.
Mm-hmm. And you also needed her, too, per se, for the panel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, if you need a diverse panel, like, you don't need to go anywhere. There's somebody who's in their 20s who fits the demographic. Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of wanted her to say some more off-the-wall stuff on the show, but she didn't. Right. So, you know, it was a win-win situation for Mary Jane anyway. So.
That's true. Well, I mean, speaking about this panel, so Mary Jane got a group of women together to talk about, can you have your family and your, you know, your kids and your career? Are you able to do it with the man? Should ladies be able to do it by themselves? And it just got everybody to talking, like, why can't I have both? Why can't, you know, I have my kids? Mm-hmm. Why can't I have my man? Or if my man doesn't come, why can't I just have my kids? And Mary Jane admitted, like, hey, I'm okay with just being a single mom. Mm-hmm. I want my kids. And if my man ain't coming with me, he ain't coming with me.
Yeah.
So, and then it just leads us into this whole Justin thing, which he's got his own little segment. I mean, he was everywhere. He doesn't know exactly what to say. He's like, MJ, I'm with you. I'm not with you. And he didn't think that she had a say in the decision. Like, this whole thing with Justin is just a mess.
And it felt like, because they've been going out for, what, has it been a year or less than a year?
Doesn't feel like a year.
Maybe less than a year.
Like, they're pretty much moved in together. Mm-hmm. I think he does have his own place, but they're pretty much moved in together, and he's just now saying, I love you?
And when he said it, she had to think.
Like, no, what'd she say? Oh, when did you actually think that?
When did you know that because I had a say?
Right, because that was after Danny planted the
seed.
Miss Danny up there.
A little less messy.
Exactly. I heard Justin and Aaron talking about how you had a decision, MJ. And then that led to the conversation with Justin and MJ. Like, Justin, I don't have no decision.
Do we think she did that on purpose? Or could that have just been office gossip?
She should have kept it to herself, really. MJ should have.
Oh, I don't know. At first I thought it was like Danny making a play. Mm-hmm. But then...
You thought she was like sly or something?
Sly, yeah. But then I'm like, well, what Bennett, like, would it... Either way, if Justin or Kara got the job, it doesn't benefit Danny in any sort of way anyway. Sure. It's just not... They're not going to bump her up anyway.
Right.
So I'm thinking it's more of... Like, okay, this is what I think, and now I'm digging to see if I'm true. So that's something I would do. Mm. I'd do some digging, like, so this is what I, you know, am I on the coast? So I don't, that's how I don't think she's that sly. So I just think she's just being nosy, like nosy people do.
MJ should have went to Aaron and asked him first, like, oh, what's going on? Have you heard anything about the decision? Try to get it out of Aaron, like,
that would only make sense, though.
Hey, you know, I heard you got something in the decision. Right. Is that true? Mm-hmm. You know, like, why would she just blurt it out?
Because she's paranoid now, because that was after he bought the condo.
Yeah, that's true.
That all this stuff is coming about, and, like, you know, 3 months before that, he wasn't about spending money. He didn't talk about the ex-girlfriend, like, all this stuff.
So,
you know, so all this stuff is coming. It's like, wait a minute. Like, now you being nice? Mm-hmm. Like, then you always gonna look at somebody skeptical. It's like, wait, so you weren't cooking before, but now all of a sudden you're cooking something? Right. Like, what do you want? Like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. So, you know, that would be the sensible thing to do, but in life, like, things don't happen like that.
That's
hindsight's always 20/20.
And I'm gonna go back to Mary Jane on the panel, like, her stance of, yeah, like, I'm okay. Like, I should be enough, mm-hmm. and I can have children on my own and live this life on my own. And I feel like it's nothing wrong with thinking that, but maybe, like, having it in the back of your mind. For right. Mary Jane, it seems like it's in the front of her mind. And you are in a relationship right now.
Right.
So maybe, like, your relationship should be the focus, and it's a serious one. Like I said earlier, it seems like this is a real one. It's going on in the right direction.
Right.
So mm-hmm. the whole, like, you have to do it by yourself should be in the back of your head. But with her, it seems like it's been that way for so long. Because also, like, the earlier in this seasons, the ex-boyfriend, I forget his name, but before, like, a few seasons ago, froze his sperm.
Mm-hmm. You know? Without telling him.
Like, without telling him as a backup. Like, I think it was David. I'm going to have to probably have my own child. And I think she's just so stuck in doing it on her own. She doesn't realize when she can kind of relax and back up. And I think add on that panel, like, I would have added this 2 cents, sometimes then that can kind of, jeopardize a relationship. And then because you're just so focused on, you're going to have to do it on your own when you have someone to help you.
That,
and you're rejecting the help and the relationship.
We should have been on the panel.
I think that where she was coming from too, is that probably subconsciously she probably already decided that she was going to pick Kara. And she probably thought that if she did, then there's a possibility that Justin wouldn't be there.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of her points, even though it goes against what, you know, as you were saying, a lot of her points were still really good. I mean, what is wrong with somebody taking the ownership? I think Mary Jane said in the thing, well, if I'm a woman on my own and I have a child, you know, something along the lines of, they're not going to be raised worse because there's not a two-parent house. I liked the idea of her promoting non-traditional ideas and that being okay.
I agree with that. Non-traditional and traditional ideas are based off of something else, and we're talking about centuries, if not more, based on that. So you can go in other cultures where it's traditional where the woman leads the household. So it's, you know, it's traditional in our frame of speaking. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that. It's just kind of like, I think as women, if that's the way it's going to be or that's the way you're going to take it, then, you know, you have to look at all the aspects. For instance, you look at financial aspects, which is a huge thing. I'm watching a documentary now that's on Netflix, but I believe it's on BET. Browner, he ended up hanging himself.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot his first name.
Khalif?
Yes, Khalif Browner. He ended up hanging himself, and the whole thing with that is he couldn't get, his mother couldn't come up with the bail money to bail him out, and it was $900.
Oh.
And, you know, and she, and the whole, it's a really great, it's really heavy. It's a real documentary, something that happened, but it's, you look at those situations, and you're like, for $900, this boy might not have hung himself 4 years later after being in jail.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, definitely, it's always great power to women if you can afford to do that. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of women who are not in that. You know, I don't even think Mary Jane's in that 1% yet. Mm-hmm. She's close to it. She's better than a lot of folks. But there's a lot of women who are not in that. So in those situations, you either band together as women or as a community and make it work, which it tends not to be like that in places like L.A. and New York and the bigger cities. Or you know, figure it out and find somebody who's on the same level as you. Because sometimes I think with Mary Jane too, and people like Mary Jane, you're not patient.
Yeah. Right.
So the person could be there and you're, you know, either look past that person or you're doing things that you're, you know, not supposed to be doing. Your head's all over the place. You know, if you really want a man, then direct your level to being in a relationship.
Yes, I agree.
Don't be on, like, you know, I tell my gay friend all the time, he really wants a man, but he's on Grindr, but he don't know these men's names. And
he,
like,
just knows their torsos.
Yeah, he just knows their torsos. It's like, well, you don't really want a man.
Right.
I'm not saying that you can't have fun, but that's, you're not doing anything to try to get to be in that position and open to having a man. So
I had a friend call me out on that once on Facebook. I had some single status or something like that, and he told me, he was like, you're not really moving like you want a man. I'm not. But no, that's true. You know, and I just think the whole, if you want to have a child, you want to do it on your own, it should be like the backup plan. Right. You know what I mean? Like you said, and like at least maybe try to do that first. And a lot of people want to say, why can't I do it by myself? Mm-hmm. And like, okay, yes, you're having a child, so you have to think about that child as well. Mm-hmm. So don't just be so stuck on I can do it, because there's gonna be another person involved, and both parents are important in a child's life. Mm-hmm.
Person in general, like, don't think that you're gonna have this baby and go in the hospital and then drive yourself out. You need something to pick you up. Like, it might not have to be a man, but it's, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like now you're involved.
Some type of family structure.
Right. Yeah. Now you're involving other people who didn't necessarily, you know, they probably don't mind initially, but they didn't necessarily think that they were gonna be involved in you and your baby.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know.
Unless it was a plan.
Yeah. You know, so you have to take all that into consideration.
Do we think that she went through with the embryos? Ooh. Because we do see her, Justin says, pretty much, you made your decision. He's off to L.A.
He's so dramatic with it, though.
He is.
Yeah. So we think he's off to, you know, L.A., and you made your decision. So she goes straight to the doctor.
Right.
Did she... Are we expecting her to have these embryos implanted?
I hope not. But knowing Mary Jane... The way she moves, I feel like she did.
She makes a choice based on the outcome.
Yeah.
I hope not, but I feel like she did.
I think she
like
did
she always
too.
Needs something. Like right. So now that he's not the something, it's always a chase. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's actually it. Yeah,
ooh. She's probably a Leo.
And it was funny because a Leo. I was thinking in my head before the big reveal at the end. I was like, oh, okay, so maybe this will be a way for the mom. What's the mom's name again? Helen.
Yeah.
Helen maybe will move to New York and kind of spend time with Mary Jane.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of where I was going. Like, okay, I can see that.
I know Helen needs something to do. I'd tell her, look, mom.
Yeah.
Things didn't work out with you and dad, but look, I have a little baby here. We can start again.
They'll have like really like similar stories.
Oh my gosh. So
they would. Well, I was late on that,
sorry. You know what? See? So, but we do see that Mary Jane might get her happily ever after. Towards the end of the episode, Justin's back. Flowers all through the
flowers
apartment.
And lights.
It was a feeling. Yeah. There was such a feeling. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't it tickle you a little bit?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sitting.
It was like good cheese. Like, you know how you see those? You see those like movies, and you see those TV shows that are not for us. Like, you know, you see that stuff, and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
But now you see something like that's for us and about us, and you're like, man, this could happen.
Nice.
You see what I'm saying?
It's real.
Yeah.
It's out there.
It's real. It's out there. It's possible. It doesn't. Again, it's just. It's not about us or them. It's just nice seeing that, you know,
the representation.
Yeah, yeah. Mary Jane's not Boom Chica on the block,
right?
With,
exactly.
You know, collecting the welfare check. It's nice seeing an educated woman, and she's going through her struggles.
Successful.
That's always made this show special. Yeah.
And then you see that little bit of cheese, because I think everybody. Men included, can, you know, they might not like it as much, but they have a little bit of that inside them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice when they can showcase that. So it's a beautiful thing.
It was wonderful. He pretty much gives this whole little speech about how he loves her, and you know, I wasn't really gonna leave you, like, babe, I love you. Gets on one knee and he proposes. Rick, he proposed to me.
Oh,
hey.
At your wedding.
You're right. My wedding about to be lit. Okay. I already know how I'm doing my wedding, but that's another
story. What's your wedding song? I have one picked up, by the way.
Actually, I'll let you guys in on the secret. So I plan on singing I'm going to walk down the aisle too. Okay, when I'm walking, I'm going to sing, and I'm either going to sing For You I Will by Monica, or I'll sing I Believe in You and Me by Whitney Houston.
Oh, that's a good one.
There you
that's
go.
A good one,
yes.
Too.
Or Here and Now by Luther.
So you're trying to tell me this is the day of your life and nerves and all this thing, and you're going to manage to sing down the aisle?
Yeah.
I feel like he can do it, though.
Yes.
Like, I feel like, you know, you get nervous. It's because you care about a situation.
Yes.
You're going to put those nerves right into the, you know, it's going to.
I feel like it's going to start off shaky. It's going to be like an American Idol audition or something.
Can I suggest a song, too?
But I'm going to have backup singers, so I'll be okay.
Etta James at last?
No, I want to suggest a song, because this is my wedding song. So whoever I end up frolicking with, they need to like this song, or that's going to be a hard no with the wedding. You girls don't?
No, I
don't. Oh, honey, let me hold. Here's mine. Tell me how good this is, El Marie and TK. Sade, your love is king. With that saxophone in the middle, this is how it's gonna work. When the saxophone breaks in the middle, that's when everyone in the crowd is gonna be like clinking their glass, and that's what's gonna be our, like, you know, that good.
Well, Pumping Grind by R. Kelly?
That's the reception. That's for the reception. Oh, look, my reception gonna be lit. I think I have one like wedding song, but honey, my reception is played out. Listen, I'm getting on the mic and hosting it at some point. My reception is playing.
There, Gail Marie giving shout outs. There's table 11.
I can't wait. I hope we get a wedding special with MJ and Justin, though. Because that'd be have to see if she says yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say that there's also a part of me that's like, maybe she's leaving that ideology.
And the hesitation makes me feel like she did go through with
the MBO.
Yeah, implanting the
Speaking of hesitation, you shouldn't have a hesitation about this new medical drama that is coming to ABC on Monday night this fall. It's called The Good Doctor.
Okay.
It's the story of a young man with autism and a savant syndrome named Sean Murphy, who becomes a surgical resident at a prestigious hospital. This young doctor exhibits genius-level skills and is capable of seeing things in ways that no one else can.
That's a good doctor. That's a good doctor.
Telling you. Alone in the world and unable to personally connect with those around him, Sean uses his remarkable medical gifts to save lives and challenge the skepticism of his colleagues. The character's unique medical condition adds a new dimension to the genre. It comes from the producing team of David Shore, the man behind the hit drama House. You guys watching?
Yeah, House.
Oh, okay.
People love House,
As well as Daniel Day-Kim, who previously starred on Lost. Oh, yeah, I know him, too. The series stars Freddie Highmore from Bates Motel as Dr. Sean Murphy, Richard Sheaf from The West Wing, and Hill Harper from CSI and Homeland round out the diverse and exceptional cast. It is one of the most anticipated series of the new fall season.
Yeah.
The Good Doctor on ABC with new episodes on Mondays at 10 p.m.
Yeah, 10 p.m. after Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
You know where they filmed that? They filmed that in Canada.
Oh.
Just a little tidbit. And we know that Orlando, Nick Gonzalez, is in that show. Yeah, I interviewed him early in the week. Early in the Yeah, that's a good show.
Oh, well, thank you for that, TK.
No wedding song, but I can, good doctor.
Okay, all right.
Give me a doctor.
Well, for season 5, because we know they're coming back, do we have any type of predictions? Can we get into predictions real quick?
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
All right. We're going to start off with you, TK.
Where do you go?
What's going on? Are we getting a wedding? Are we getting a baby?
I hate this because it's TV and... I think we all are on the same that we want the best for Mary Jane, but it's TV, and we know Mary Jane's issues with blowing stuff up. So I almost have a feeling that, one, this was a dream sequence, and maybe the ring wasn't real.
No, that just broke my
heart. I know.
that would be hard to...
It would, but it'd be...
Especially since we saw the ring with Kara, so we know there's some real...
Right, but then she saw the ring... And then maybe, she could have played it in her head. That's how I would write it.
Yeah.
If I were, because, it's like, oh, you guys are expecting to get married? Not.
Yeah, because how do we go happy end in the next season?
Like, right. So it's just like, and so two very short ways. The happy scenario is like, I wish the best for Mary Jane. She's worked hard. She's gone through all her stuff. I still think she does need counseling.
Yes.
Meaning that, not to say, she's crazy or any sort of way, but everybody has certain issues. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're able to work it through themselves and sometimes they can't. And she's been blowing up relationships for a very long time. Mm-hmm. So she wants this one to work, given if this is what's happening, then they definitely need that in order to work it out. So I hope that happens. I hope she does have those kids. And I hope she, kind of was sitting on the doctor's office, like thinking about doing it. But it's like, I have let's give it two more months. Let's get this thing with Kara going.
Yeah, the dust hasn't settled
yet. Like, let's do all of that. On the flip side, because, it's TV, Mary Jane's going to just blow it up. And, what we think is going to happen is a wedding. Something's going to happen. Somebody else is going to come in the mix. She's going to be, desired by him, falls on his penis, and, she has the two embryos in there. And then accidentally. And then she has a baby, and she doesn't know who the father is. And, Helen's going to help out because Helen has nowhere else to go. And then Paul is going to be remarried Because, you know, that's just what's all going to happen. And Niecy's going to... I didn't need... It'd be, this would be totally messed up. And Niecy and MJ were to, like, switch. Meaning that Niecy becomes boss lady. Like, oh, hairstylists yeah. and stars, all this other stuff. And MJ is now just a bitter old woman. Sure. I don't know if that was predictions, but, you know, whatever.
RJ?
Where do you go from that? I know, right? That you wrote six seasons. Like, in about 4 minutes.
I told you to keep it short.
What do I want to see happen? I think, okay, well, we'll do the Kara part first. I think she'll get a lot of goodness, but I think she's going to be overwhelmed in it because now she... I think she's going to be okay with the non-proposal, mm-hmm. but things are going to get sticky when her energies are going to be put in all these different places, mm-hmm. from executive producer mm-hmm. to maybe how she's going to start looking at Orlando mm-hmm. between mm-hmm. what he didn't give her and mm-hmm. then also the new co-host. Mm-hmm. And then her kids are going to be in town, too. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we're going to catch a lot of mess with Kara, which is going to mm-hmm. be great for the friendship because I think we've seen that Mary Jane's done her wrong enough. Mm-hmm. This next season, we need Mary Jane to really step up for her and give her that advice, as you yeah. said earlier. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen with Mary Jane? I don't think it's a dream sequence. I think it's going to move forward. The wedding is going to move forward. And I really honestly can't say what complicated thing is going to tear it up. What complicated thing? Maybe like a job, maybe like a new persistent job offer to mm-hmm. Justin, which will make him go to LA. So mm-hmm. it's like, how do we get married? I mean, I know that's a stretch too, but something along those lines. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially because he don't show his vulnerability and he just got vulnerable. So
yeah.
It's like, as much as you're vulnerable and grown and now you have the woman of your dreams, then maybe your old life comes calling. So mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. oh, okay, well, you didn't get EP here. Cool, you found love. You're going to get married. But some bigger opportunity is going to call him, and that's maybe going to make him jump to that.
And he's very mm-hmm. analytical, meaning that the emotions are there, and he admits to the emotions, but he's not going to base his judgment off those emotions. Mm-hmm. So I think this is actually a very new thing for him,
right.
mm-hmm. which is going to cause problems. Because even when he left, it was so like dramatics. Like, well, you made your decision, I've made mine. It's like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Like, are you coming home tonight? Like, right. Yeah. Like, what's the
open deal? Ended, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then to mm-hmm. somebody like Mary Jane, who goes off the handle with that, exactly. like yeah. that's going to be a lot to yeah. deal with. And he's just now getting in touch with.
Wait, so so now that he speaks and communicates,
right.
because he finally left the, I don't know what you call it, but the frustration with Simone uh-huh. is what's making him good as a husband, but it might make him bad as, they might be too opposite in that.
Well, I think that's going to be a new thing for him.
Yeah.
Because, mm-hmm. like I'm a very straightforward, analytical person, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of like emotions, yeah, like we'll figure it out. But that's not my primary thing. Mm-hmm. So for somebody who's an emotional person, that stuff gets on my nerves. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard. Now you both have to find that balance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with Mary Jane, she's going to have to, like, okay, this guy loves me and he's not going anywhere. He just proposed mm-hmm. for me with a big ass ring, by the way. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not cheap.
Yes.
And, you know, you have to be settled in that. Mm-hmm. But she's had, what, maybe 15 or 20 years of dating
yeah.
where everything's always went wrong.
Yeah.
So there's no mm-hmm. blueprint for her for it to go right. And then the blueprint she thought she had was her trifling mama, which she found mm-hmm. it's not.
There was no blueprint.
Right.
That's the opposite of a blueprint. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it does go through. I think that's what the mm-hmm. that this season's going to be about, them trying to find that balance.
Yeah.
And Mary Jane holding secrets that she has no business holding.
Yeah.
When they wrap it up, do the writers already have a vision of what they're going to do?
I think sometimes they do. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes they start at the end of the season and they work back.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've heard like people do that too. But yeah, I feel like with just the both of them with that relationship, they now seeing Justin, to see him open up and to see him do better in the relationship. And his reaction, like, once Kara did get the position and he just leaves off and then he tells Mary Jane, like, yeah, I'm going to be what you expected me to be.
Mm-hmm.
We realized, like, he was just so closed off with his last relationship when Simone died. So he hasn't really been dealing with real relationship issues. Mm-hmm. And he can just walk away. And I feel like that's been his pattern, mm-hmm. that he just walks away.
That's Mary Jane's relationship.
Yeah, Mary Jane, she just is always blowing up the spot. And Justin is just leaving a spot. You know what I mean? So they're gonna have to find this common ground where they're able to work together with each other. And my hope is that I just want the fairy tale and she says yes and they get married and she didn't go through with the baby, but that's not gonna happen. So I do believe she's gonna say yes to the proposal. she did go through with implanting the eggs, and like we were talking about, I think she's going to hold that from Justin. I don't think she's going to tell him right away. Issue. And that's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I definitely
see the thing with the fairy tale. Let me just, you know, I feel like it's a little PSA given the fact of Kevin Hart and everything that's going on.
But that's why we need them on TV, because they're not real.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Here's my thing. Like, yes, we grew up on Disney. That's all great. However, people are human. Just like how you make mistakes, mm-hmm. other people make mistakes too. And let's not, like, it's a TV show, folks. So, I mean, hopefully it does happen, but I also want to get the realness of it. And obviously not the crazy stuff where, you know, people are falling on, you know, coochies and penises all over the place. Yeah. But, you know, like the realness of it's work.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, why this is my whole issue with everything with Kevin Hart. It's like, don't hate the man because he's human. If he made the mistake, then he made the mistake. That's between him and his wife. And let's not forget that she was the mistress, too.
Yeah.
So let's like...
She came in to...
Let's come all the way around with it. So, you know, I'm hoping they figure it out and all this good stuff, but they're human. So you can't be upset of the man for doing something that he's done before.
True.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean...
People show you who they are, believe him.
I just hope that Mary Jane gets the ring. I do hope she says yes. I also hope that she has the baby, that she is pregnant. And
she has the random baby?
Yes! I want her to have the random baby.
Gabrielle Union in real life wants a kid.
Is she?
I don't think she does, but...
Is she? She's just about...
She's like 45.
I mean, Janet had hers when she was 50, so anything's possible.
Because I feel like she's had money for a while, so hopefully she's thought about that. The, you know, Gabrielle Union maybe freezing her eggs and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then even if she hasn't, with having a husband right now, they have the money to explore all other other options. So maybe if she hasn't done it by now, maybe she doesn't want to.
Or three kids.
Three.
Is it
four?
Four.
Oh, you're talking about the one? Yeah. Oh. The break baby?
Yeah.
But that's another story. So, but I also definitely see Kara having some trouble as new EP. She's definitely got to go through some bumps. And I see Rhonda coming back trying to get Kara because we see that... Aaliyah said that Kara took an offer, or not an offer, but an interview at Rhonda's new talk show. Mm-hmm. So Rhonda's going to probably come back in there and fight for Kara again. I think that was
going to happen. Or cause something with Mary Jane in the ratings.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You capitalized on something, too. Yeah, her doing well in that position is going to be challenging. Even at I thought it was a little funny in that meeting. It was like a bit of a boys' club with the proposition to do that particular segment.
Yeah.
I think was it Aaron? He was like, "Oh, we don't want this to be like the View." Like it was disheartening. You know, we all support women. You know, so it's like disheartening to hear people talk in a way where like the moment they just want to do something great and bring all these great opinions, like, "Oh, it's going to be a Sex in the City." Like, and so I wonder. Her being a woman in charge is going to be really, really interesting. Yeah. I think we've seen that particular office is not shy about holding their viewpoints in that regard, you know. And Justin could say the same thing, and it's like, okay, cool. Well, wow, he makes sense. Mm-hmm. Kara, the woman, she works on emotion or whatever the bullshit they would conjure up. So that was something that I hadn't really seen all season, and I was like, oh, I think that boys' club mentality, it's going to be an impact for Kara. I
forgot to add my little quick thing about with Kara and her situation. So with her husband and the kids coming in, even though Orlando has interacted with the kids, I do believe he's met
them. It's different.
Yeah. It's like, and also with the ex-husband, I don't think anything's going to happen with him. With Karen, they're not going to get back together, but he's there. It's going to be a whole other dynamic for their relationship, and it may put some strain and pressure on their relationship. Mm-hmm. Hopefully not, but I think
Orlando also is going to be in a transition too. He's always been playing ball. So yeah, marriage is pretty far for them, is what it's going to seem like.
Or
the show goes crazy, and then we open up season 5, wedding. We see, wedding. You see all the, you know.
She's already married.
And we see the wedding of, Kara and Orlando, and we find out all season why it didn't work. You know, that could be that, too. I'm amped about the next season. Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
This is like why I watch, like watching Netflix and everything is just, like, just there.
Netflix and stuff like that has spoiled us. Binge watching has spoiled us.
I love me some good binge watching.
But is there any show that you still enjoy on the weekly basis?
No.
Really? I still have a part of me that still enjoys, like, the camaraderie like of like people getting together. You know how people back in the day, girls would have like Sex and the City parties. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I still think that's a special. No, I'm serious, but I mean you don't have to.
I'm so not about that.
Yeah, I think
like, if it wasn't for you guys, I would have already fast forwarded to the end of the show.
She did say that like three times.
And then you go back and like, all right, cool. Like, okay, she gets the ring. Like I'm good.
I thought you were joking initially, but you said it like three times.
Yeah, I was
like,
so serious.
TK really wants.
Yeah, I'm so that.
But you're like me in a way. I could still know the ending and I'll still watch the show.
Watch
like
it.
People are like you know, unless it's like a crazy spoiler, yeah. I don't want to be spoiled. I'm still in on the program.
Yeah, I'm still in. I just
because
need to
it's
know.
The why. Like you see the why. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, oh okay.
Oh, so yeah, it's like I can see how then you see it from a different angle.
Right.
But I'm so about like when like I love the show, but it's like how many seasons are we getting? We getting 13 seasons, we getting 9 seasons. Like I want to know. So then I can watch it from, like, I'm messed up. I know, but still. Like, if she got pregnant, what's the deal? Like, what's going on here?
Well, we know we have a season 5, so.
That's exciting.
Right to that. Yeah.
I got a question for you guys. Is there any, like, dream casting that you guys would want on the show? Like, which actors?
Justin needs to just, if he's uncomfortable about his body, he has some weeks to work on the body, and we need to see more Justin.
Yes.
The most we saw was a tank top.
I'm just saying.
Can I say casting wise, I want to see an Aaliyah love interest.
Mm. Okay.
Because I just think it's gonna be good.
I just think there's too many characters right now.
Yeah, I would, and develop her a little. We saw a lot of her, but I would want her character developed a little bit more before we bring in some
other people.
Like,
especially
involved with her.
Well, let's hold our thoughts for next season. We appreciate you guys coming in. Appreciate you guys watching us all these episodes here. If you're new to AfterBuzz, hello. If you've been here before, what's up again? Of course, you can catch... you can catch some of our other shows. Yes, I'm just excited. Catch some of our other shows here at the network. Once again, I am Howard III. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard III. And, of course, my website, howardthethird.com. El Marie.
And, yes, I'm El Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at El Marie TV.
Oh, and Howard starting a new show, too.
Oh, yes. I'll be starting Kardashians, keeping up with the Kardashians and the whole new movement of AfterBuzz. Mm-hmm. It's year-round, so I'll be there for all things Kardashians. Yes.
And all for you Shondaland fans, I will be covering
like, are you doing
everything.
That?
Yeah, everything Shondaland. So Scandal, Grey's Anatomy, How to Get Away with Murder, and anything going on with those shows I'll be talking about.
Congrats, that's amazing. I don't know what show I'm on next, so this is kind of like the end, although I am bidding for Transparent on Amazon because that show is ridiculously amazing.
Way too many shows.
And it's going to, is that I will say that one is actually freaking brilliant. Anyways, that wraps up me for AfterBuzz for a little bit, but my social media stuff is at RandomlyRJ. And I started to post a little bit more too, so there you go.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you always give me the likes. Did you see my gym picture?
Did you
see the eye candy?
Thirst traps. There we go.
I found a way to thirst trap without, because, you know, I don't have a good body, but I found a way.
I'll have a good body.
While
she's pulling that up, you can find me.
Come on. I was like, I struck up a conversation. Oh, sorry.
While we're doing all that, you can follow me on Total Bellas. Uh-huh. Love and Hip Hop. And you can follow me on, I'm on TMZ. I also write for uprocks.com. And on everything on social media, at TK Trinidad, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. And again, all the stuff that was happening, hurricanes, all that good stuff. I've been posting some stuff on there that you can find so you can help out humans
handling humans. Yes. Oh, and also a big motivation from you, because every time we work with TK, she, you know, we'll talk about like waking up at 5 a.m, going to the gym.
So I'm going to say something else.
Huh? Oh, no. It's just, so I was just saying fitness motivation too. You've been instrumental in that for me.
Yeah. You're gonna say something totally different.
Oh, now I want to hear off air what you thought.
Follow TK on After Dark. Thank you again for tuning in, y'all.
Oh God, we did it.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.